Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The ruling on Friday by the International Court of Justice, the talk about the International Criminal Court, is all very, very confusing. And we needed to try and understand what this means. What is the impact of this? Is there any impact? I see people already, large accounts already tweeting in the United States. The war criminal Netanyahu has landed in the U.S. with a warrant outstanding, you know, arrest this man. And of course, you can't, you know, it's an absurdity given the fact that there isn't a warrant out for his arrest. But there's so much misinformation around it. It is very, very confusing. And we wanted to try and understand what this means. Sean Sachs is a senior researcher for NGO Monitor. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and I'm very good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So can you help us understand, of course, there's a difference between the court, International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice. Take us through the differences and the impact.
Okay, so let's start with the International Court of Justice, the ICJ. This is a United Nations court. It has no authority beyond submitting, if you can call it, suggestive rulings or advisory opinions to the United Nations. So this is a court where the judges are made up of UN members. They are then asked by other UN members to preside over cases. They make a decision, and that is passed on to the various UN bodies.
Right.
And like everything else at the United Nations, this court, being a arm of the United Nations, reflects UN opinion. And I have to quote the late and great statesman Abba Eban. When he spoke about the United Nations, he said, if Algeria introduced a resolution that the earth is flat and it's Israel's fault, the UN would pass the resolution by 164 votes with 213 with 26
terrible
abstentions.
Terrible.
And he said this nearly half a century ago, and it's still true today. The UN can blame Israel for just about anything, and it'll pass. And the World Court, the ICJ, the UN Court, reflects this opinion. So last week, the Palestinian Authority, which is recognized as a state somehow by the United Nations, took Israel to the United Nations Court, and the United Nations Court ruled that Israel is in breach of laws and is illegally occupying the West Bank and Jerusalem, which is very important. Now, so what does that mean? By the UN's advisory opinion, if you go down and daven at the Kotel, you are in violation of international law, according to the United Nations. That is what this ruling has said.
It's very, very
important.
Okay.
I'm putting that aside. That's the ICJ. That's the first one. Okay. Questions, comments, or should
yes.
we move on?
No, well, before we move on, let's just understand. On what basis do they rule this, given the fact that there was Oslo, and Oslo agreed to certain things, and everybody signed the Oslo agreements? Was that taken into account? Was it taken into account that there have been discussions around what will transpire and what has transpired? Or is that something completely different?
So to answer all of those questions in one word, no. The Oslo Accords, peace negotiations, two-state solution, all of it were irrelevant. The court was told, the court said, it doesn't matter what Israel does, what the future holds, what negotiations there are. There is this occupation, and Israel being in these territories is illegal.
Okay.
So in a one fell swoop, the United Nations has gone against its own desires of a so-called two-state solution and everything. Apparently now all of this is irrelevant.
Right.
But again, that's kind of the way the UN works, is that there is a set of laws and norms, and then there is Israel, which is treated differently.
Right.
And I have to go back to the quote I used from Abba Eban. Israel is going to be blamed for something and be found wrong for something, and then the judgment will come out.
Sure. Okay, got it.
And okay, so that is the International Court of Justice.
Right.
And what is this, and what does the International Court of Justice do now that they've made this advisory opinion? The opinion goes through various UN apparatus until it could eventually get the UN Security Council, and then there could be legal ramification. But that is a long way off.
Right.
So for now, the International Court of Justice has no real authority to do anything.
Right.
It's an advisory opinion, and they acknowledge that.
Okay.
Second to that is the International Criminal Court, the ICC, not to be confused with the International Cricket Council.
Right. But could be, right.
Okay. So the International Criminal Court, now, why does it get confusing? Well, they're both international courts, and they're both based in The Hague, but the International Criminal Court is a volunteer body of countries that have signed up to the Rome Statute and to this court. What does that mean? Countries don't have to be part of the International Criminal Court. But if you sign up to the criminal court via what's called the Rome Statute, then you are obliged by law, by your own laws, to uphold all the statutes and laws of the International Criminal Court. That means if a country is found guilty by the if an individual, sorry, is found guilty by this International Criminal Court, then all countries that have signed onto the ICC are obliged to arrest this individual if they're in their country. And another major difference is, while the International Court of Justice, UN Court, deals with countries, the ICC deals with individuals. So in the case of the International Court of Justice, the UN Court, Israel is guilty. But in the case of the International Court, the Criminal Court, the ICC, for example, Charles Taylor, who was an African warlord, he is guilty. That is and there's a very important distinction. So the two major distinctions, if I can go back, is the UN Court, the ICJ, it offers advisory opinions on countries. The ICC offers actually legal consequences on individuals. Okay?
Right.
Two different things.
Yes, yes. And I would imagine... carry on. You carry on with your explanation, then I'll ask.
Sorry, it's a little bit more detailed than we... I think we're following.
Right.
Now, the other important thing, because the ICC is voluntary, a number of countries have not signed on to the ICC, particularly the US, the UK, Russia, and Israel, and a bunch of others. And the reason they didn't sign on for this is exactly the problems we are having now, in that you can have a plethora of countries who use the court for political purposes and go after Western leaders. And that is exactly why England, South Africa, and the US didn't sign on to the court. Okay?
Right.
Now,
yeah.
What has changed, and why we're getting into problematic territory, which is exactly what Israel was worried about, is the state of Palestine, which was recognized by the UN, has now become part of the International Criminal Court. The fact that the state of Palestine was recognized by the court is already a problem, because the court acknowledged they had to change all their rules to accept the state of Palestine. So already we have a change of rules. The second is the state of Palestine is now wants to have Israeli leaders, Netanyahu and chief of staff and other military leaders, charged for war crimes at the International Criminal Court. And Israel and a number of other countries have said, you can't charge us if we're not part of the court. And the court again changed its laws and said, well, we can, because the crimes that we're investigating took part in the state of Palestine, which is now a member of the court. So we have the undoing and changing of laws by the ICC to make sure that Israel can be prosecuted. And now we get to the final step. Well, the next stage where we are now is the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has asked the judges of the criminal court to issue arrest warrants for Israeli leaders and Hamas leaders, by the way. And we seem to often overlook that. So there is no warrant of arrest for Netanyahu. It is that the prosecutor has asked the judges to look into issuing arrest warrants. And that is where we are today. It would be the same. It would be if we use criminal the criminal case. It would be if the prosecutor has asked the judge to arrest somebody, and before the judge makes a ruling, the police come and arrest him. That is completely against the rules and the way modern democracy and justice system is supposed to work. But we now seem to have anti-Israel agitators think that is the way the rules work, because over the last 50 years, international justice has been perverted to make sure that Israel is always guilty of something.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. We don't have more time, but that certainly does help me understand the difference and the impact of the ICC and the ICJ. Thank you, as always, Sean Sachs, Senior Researcher for NGO Monitor.